Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the Arcade Radio Show with your DJs Heather,
Julia,
and Nelson.
You are, we will be with you for the next hour. We're playing video game music, soundtrack from movies, songs from the internet, and only here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So the last two songs that we opened with, the first one was from Patapon, which is a rhythm game that was on the PSP. It's super cute.
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like these little, I guess, like tribal black fuzzy things, and they go pata 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 pon. It's like very, it's like supposed to be the onomatopoeia in Japan for like drumming. So there's a lot of like drum rhythms in it. And it's really cute.
So do you like hit the button on it, or does it hit the screen?
I never had a PSP, so I never played the game directly, but it was from what I've seen in gameplay. And the last one is from the Life is Strange soundtrack. It's from an artist called Sid Matters, and the song is called Obstacles. And once again, this isn't a game I haven't played, and I've stayed a lot away from a lot of information about it, because I hear there's like a very in-depth story and a lot of twists and turns that can be have a lot of spoilers for.
Yeah, I think it's like a decision-making base game where you like walk up to stuff and it's like, do you want to do this or that? Kayla loves it, but I can't even make decisions in my own life, let alone.
Yeah, I remember the last decision making game we had was which we loved and we got so involved in was Until Dawn.
Oh,
we
watched. That was such a great game.
Oh, so good. Nelson,
roller coaster.
DJ Nelson here is the one who was our pilot, and then Julie and I were the rambling mob behind him trying to influence
sweaty,
the decisions.
Sweaty, white knuckle fisted. Like.
You just never know how hard life is until you try to keep seven teenagers alive.
Yeah,
that really don't like making good decisions. It's just hard. I can understand why. Whoever's up there in the universe is just like, oh God, you know, man, I can't. You're walking into it.
Jeez, I forgot the button. That one
geez.
Died. Great.
Yep. But what platform was that? Was that on the PS3 and PS4?
I think the newer generations, the PS4 and Xbox One. I'm not sure about the Xbox One, but definitely PS4.
They had actors in it. Like the characters were modeled after some actors. And
the
actresses.
Actress from Heroes, the one who played the cheerleader, she was modeled after them. The main character was modeled after her. So it was her acting in the video game. And it was really cool because the video game felt like a really long movie that you were able to control. It was awesome.
It was really cool.
Yeah. All right. So the next song we're going into is the main theme from Shovel Knight.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show, 5 to 6 on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The last song we played was from Transistor, We All Become. The entire game made by Darren Korb, who also made Bastion, with also an amazing soundtrack. Up next, we have the first song in Parappa the Rapper called Chop Chop Master Onion.
Oh my god, kick, punch, it's all in the mind. That's all you need to know with another fantastic rhythm game that is Parappa the Rapper. A small dog that just goes around town saying kick, punch, chop. And in your mind, he is rapping some lyrical rhymes.
What?
That was beautiful.
You'll see. The first song explains it all.
Oh.
Alright. Alright, let's go into it.
All in the mind. If you wanna test me, I'm sure you'll find the things I'll teach ya, be sure to beat ya. Nevertheless, you'll get a lesson from teacher. Now kick,
kick,
punch,
punch,
jump,
tap,
block,
block.
Once more now, kick,
kick,
punch,
punch,
jump,
tap,
and block,
block.
Don't get cocky, it's gonna get rocky. We're gonna move down to the next to jockey. Now tap.
Chop,
turn,
turn,
pause, listen carefully, jump,
jump,
pause,
pause,
duck,
duck,
and turn,
turn.
Yeah, I see you're getting better. Kick to the limit in order to get her now. Kick, punch,
kick, punch,
jump, block. Harder now, duck and jump,
duck, jump,
turn and pose,
turn, pose,
duck and turn,
duck, turn,
jump and pose,
duck, pose.
Come on now, why don't you follow my words, because we're almost done. I'll make it easier for us. I wanna see if you wanna see what it means to be the man with a master plan. Are you the man now? Here we go now, kick, punch, block.
Kick, punch, block.
Chop, kick, block.
Chop, kick, block.
Block, duck, and kick it.
Block, duck, kick.
Block, duck, punch.
Block, duck, punch.
Duck, duck, turn.
Duck, duck, turn.
Jump, kick, chop.
Chop, kick, chop.
And punch, punch, punch. It's for today. Good job, Parappa. You can go on to the next stage now.
Yahoo! All right.
Oh,
So that last one we played was from Daft Punk, Aerodynamic, from the album Discovery, one of my favorite albums of all time.
So groovy. I can't get up. The grooves are in me.
And they'll stay in you, Julia.
Forever.
A fun fact about Daft Punk, they actually haven't allowed their faces to be photographed since May of 1996. That's almost as long as I've been alive.
They even wore those helmets to the Grammys when they came out with a Get Lucky. Yeah, and they were sitting in the audience with those huge helmets. Yeah.
I think I read somewhere that their helmets cost like $86,000, like a ridiculous amount.
Yikes.
The money.
That is some serious head protection.
Because they can also like display graphics and text along their visors and such.
I don't even like wearing hats. I can't imagine.
I remember like their first like live TV performance was with Kanye West when he like redid Harder, Stronger, Harder, Faster, Stronger, and they were just like in this golden red neon pyramid with like this crazy like neon outfits.
EDM is very strange.
Very French.
I'm gonna read to you guys on Reddit, which is the front page of the internet. Today they have something from the motivation subreddit, which
means just feel bad.
Yeah, the feel bad. Oh, you can't get out of bed. Too bad, you're a terrible human being. You should jump out the window. So this says 10 things that require zero talent, and it's already condescending. Being on time, work ethic, effort, body language, attitude, being coachable, and being prepared.
Disagree with all of the above.
And they don't require what?
Talent.
None of those things require talent.
What about
skill?
Being coachable. You are not talented at being coachable. What is that even? These don't really have anything to do with each other.
I feel like time management is probably like the number one skill everyone tries to work on. Like,
yeah.
To say that it requires no talent or thought to it.
It's just rude. I think this person's friend has been late to their lunch dates a few too many times. And they're just like,
I'm going to make a motivational poster. I'm just, she'll know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, up next we have the main theme from Cave Story.
Stacy, why are you late?
video games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package. But there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Telfs Freeform Radio. What you just listened to was the opening theme song from Ghost in the Shell called Inner Universe. That was the full version that we listened to. I have a little fun fact from that anime, which is the film, it's an anime, but it was also a feature-length movie. And a lot of that movie actually inspired the writers for The Matrix as well.
Really?
Yep. And it was highly praised by a lot of different Western directors, such as James Cameron, who called it the truly first adult animation film to reach a level of literary and visual excellence.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how much more praise you can give that.
I don't think I've ever seen The Ghost in the Shell. Maybe one time at 2 o'clock in the morning when they used to play on Adult Swim, but that doesn't even count.
Yeah. I don't even think my parents ever said good job. Like, wow.
For James Cameron to be like literally literary excellence.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would have dreamed about that like so often. Anyway, I got a quick question for you guys. Mm-hmm. And you too, Julia. So listening to this music, I feel like very cheerful and happy and wanting to be in a wondrous place. If you could live in any video game world, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, it depends on how big the other stuff. Like, Yoshi Woolly World would be really cute, but how big is all that stuff?
Like, yeah, would you come in and destroy their entire civilization?
Yeah, or would it kill me instantly? Or
just
would
like imagine that you're in the world. Like, for example, I'd probably choose like a Mario Galaxy because I've always had like wanted to explore space and you know, the sky and he flies and all these power ups. It'd be just great to float around.
Mm. I guess I'd have to say Mario Sunshine and like the Caribbean. That place is really nice and makes me happy. I played Mario Sunshine when I was like living in a college dorm room that with roommates that I didn't like, and it was very therapeutic for me. Yeah.
The ho-hee-ho-hee.
What were they called again?
Oh, the Pintas, those
Pintas?
People.
Pintas, yeah. Or any forest level from Final Fantasy. Those were so pretty.
Mm. What about you, Heather?
Do you know when you're asked a question and you try to think of other answers, but you get stuck on one idea? For some reason, I can't think of any other game besides Katamari, and I know there are better games.
Just roll around and pick up stuff?
Yeah. Or would I just be like a random passerby who gets picked up and get thrown into space?
But according to that game, though, don't they really want to get picked up?
I love being thrown and put into space.
Yeah.
Maybe so I want to experience
like,
that.
Come get me.
Oh, you can pick up people?
Yeah, you can pick up people.
And they actually want to be picked
flail?
Up.
Yeah.
Are they what happens when you crush them under other garbage?
They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. That's what they want in life.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty fascist.
Here's a little.
They just want, you know, the good for the universe. And there we go, back to space. It's best
full
place
circle.
Yep.
I would like to say that it is light outside while we're doing the show. This is the first time I've noticed that it's been light at this time.
Maybe we're living in our own Super Mario Sunshine world. Just gotta be a little more motivational, Julia. And be on time for things.
I'm working where I was working. That's why I wasn't on time. Now I have no excuse.
I think, Heather, your real answer should have been Silent Hill, speaking of Sunshine.
Oh, absolutely. Well, my name is Heather, and Heather from Silent Hill 3 is amazing. Mm. So it's like I'm already her, or she's already me.
That's true. Living in the dream world of Silent Hill.
Okay, up next, we have the Chocobo theme, which is the ukulele version from Final Fantasy IX.
Thank you.
Alright, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. The last song we played was from Super Smash Bros. Brawl, Star Wolf. So I have a little fact about Super Smash Bros. Brawl. It was stated that the director, Masahiro Sakurai, has stated that Shigeru Miyamoto had approached him about adding Pac-Man into Smash Bros. Brawl, but Sakurai imagined Miyamoto adding Pac-Man into his original 2D form with a game would be too far-fetched of an idea. Yeah, so it was never added to Brawl.
That's fine, because we have Pac-Man now, and life is perfect with the Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's your character.
Yep.
I can. It's hard to play with you as Pac-Man, because the fire hydrant goes all over and always hits me.
It's just crazy. And that's
but
what,
you're really good with Pac-Man.
That's what Pac-Man's all about.
It's the dream team.
Waka waka.
Pac-Man and Dedede.
So, I have another question, just throwing some crazy things out there.
Yeah.
So, maybe people know that recently a game came out called Fire Emblem Fates.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, people have amazing crit noises. When they get the finishing kill, they'll be like, come get this.
Mm-hmm.
My question for you guys is, what would your finishing kill phrase be? Julia, I'm thinking right now, I got a good one. This is what you probably would have liked to say. It's, I quit!
It's a pretty good finishing move.
Take your paycheck and leave it! Leave it, I say!
I'll cash unemployment!
That's what we pay taxes for!
I feel like my finishing saying would be something like kind of wishy-washy, being like, cool, I won.
Yeah, and then you do like a cool sword trick.
Yeah, or fumble and drop it.
Like, so and pick cool. it up and be like, I still won.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
yeah. What would yours be? Yeah.
Definitely mine would be like, I need more viewers.
I need more viewers.
Are there listeners out there?
That's what Marth says. I think when he says in Japanese, he says, everyone, please look at me.
No.
That's like his taunt.
I don't speak Japanese.
Talk about desperate money.
Yeah.
Jeez, just get a radio show.
Yeah, Marth, get it together.
I think my second one would be, let's get takeout. And that would be like in referencing to my like, party members.
Let's get takeout. Pizza's on me.
Looks like you're paying the check.
That would be good.
How do you pay a check if you're dead?
You never said you killed them. You
yeah,
just
don't, when you defeat
them.
Enemies, you maybe get gil or gold, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe in that weird economy where you just rummage the body.
It's like when you face Pokemon, like after a battle, they give you money too.
Weird. Pokemon have jobs?
Yeah, they never...
Pikachu, head really of human resources,
understand
is being such a jerk today.
Free healthcare for all Pokemon, apparently, is in their funding.
God, it's a sweet job. But you must work for nonprofits.
What about, like, the illegal Pokemon that keep crossing the regions? We need a wall. We need a wall to keep out
we
all
have
those...
to. We need a wall
yeah.
to build the Pokemon in Kansai region. Or...
Yeah, because what if the Kanto Pokemon try to go to a different region? That makes
I can't
no
have
sense.
My bats and my Beedrills mixing.
Jeez.
Ah, jeez.
We need some Trump in here.
We need zero Trump in here. We need some Drumpf in here.
What's Drumpf?
I'll have to show you the John Oliver video.
Oh, dear. Somebody replaced his eyes with his mouths, and it looked just like
him.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get too political on the radio show, which we should never be political. I had a question for you guys. What is the first video game you remember beating? I remember trying to beat a lot of video games when I was little, but I never actually got like finished the game, and I'd have to come back to later when I was older.
Oh,
I guess that would come up to be like, what's the first game that was actually beatable, right? Because I played
Banjo-Kazooie.
I played Miss Pac-Man like crazy, and there's no
way to end the game, right?
Yeah,
it just goes until
oh.
it breaks, right?
Yeah, it's like you go until you die. Like, I mean, you get a high score, but that's it. Huh. Same thing with Galaga.
It took me 3 years to get out of Lord Jabba Jabba's belly.
Mm.
And now I played it and it's like, how is this? I'm so dumb. My 7-year old self, you're dumb. 3 years.
That's not as sad as playing all the Mario Parties by yourself.
Ooh.
All of them. So I guess the first game I beat was Mario Party 1 through 10.
Yikes, dude.
Friends.
I remember the first game I beat was Munch's Odyssey, and I beat it in my grandmother's bedroom. Yeah, it was pretty cool on my Xbox.
That's disgusting. Don't do that there.
Disgusting.
It was after school. My grandma watched me.
Make me sick.
Oh my god, your grandma watched you?
Yeah.
Jeez. The whole thing? She like lay in bed and just watch it play?
Well, she wasn't in bed.
Oh, sorry.
Way to disparage the elderly.
That's not what I meant. I just thought it was, you know, like you were sitting on the bed and she was in the bed.
I shouldn't tell you anything about my life.
This already sounds super inappropriate.
Well, it was Munch's Odyssey and it was a great game. I actually really want to go back and play Abe's Odyssey in those games, too.
Let's bring your grandmother back in.
When I threw a controller at the TV, I couldn't get Kazooie out of Banjo's backpack when she'd, like, bok, 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 when she walked up the hill. You know, I would just, like, run up with Banjo and he'd slide down. And I was like, I don't get it! My grandma's like, Julia, just hold R and press this, like, left C. And I was like, what? And I did it and it worked. And then she just looked at me and then went back to playing Pokemon. She stole my Pokemon game, by the way.
Who?
My grandma.
Your grandma stole your Pokemon game?
Yeah. And beat me.
She's like, you better go back and train, son.
He's 93. I'm such a loser.
Your grandma beat you at Pokemon.
I'm such a loser.
That's a great story. Really glad I knew that.
I hope she beats you at Yo-Kai Watch as well.
She beats me at everything.
Yeah, you should go back.
Everyone beats me at everything. There. Yeah. Happy.
You should come back later. Like, your grandma's in Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
You should go back to Nebraska and, like, present her with all your 8 badges and be like, look who's champion now, grandma. I'm ready for a rematch.
She'll open her jacket and there's all the badges from all the regions. Oh.
Grandma's pretty hardcore, Julie.
Yeah, she is pretty hardcore. I respect her.
Our next song is from a really hardcore game. It's the first theme song from Pikmin, which is from a band called... A band that actually was in Japan, and they sort of scouted and chose them to make the song for their video game. And the song is called Aino Uta, and it sounds very happy and, like, cutesy. But the translation is actually really sad because it's like, us Pikmin will blow up and gladly die for you. It's really sad.
It's their job.
It is their job. So let's go.
At least they have
one.
いろんな命が生きている。
Hello. So the last song we played was from Kingdom Hearts 2, Passion. Classic song. A lot of people who played that song might be weeping right now from the pain and confusion of that series.
Yeah.
So that was the last song for us today. Up next, we have Alex from the Desperate Hours, who will be with you from 6 to 8.
Yep.
And woohoo! We'll be back next Thursday.
That was Alex.
we'll be back next Thursday, 5 to 6. This is Arcade Radio Show with Heather,
Julia,
and Nelson.
Only brought to you on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So any closing thoughts before we end? Any shout-outs?
I think you might have had the wrong number of the person that called, but